Welcome back inside the Horton Chargers locker room. Jack here talking with David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers. And, well, Coach, you look at last week, a tough one. Obviously, Jackson Heights, a pretty good team. They brought back a lot from a year ago, and you fall 48-7. You had saw some flashes of some good things that your guys were able to do, though, on Friday. So what did you look at with that one?
Well, we, you know, felt like we moved the ball a little better this week, you know, getting a little more grasp on some of the changes we're trying to make. And, you know, we made some adjustments from the week before. Not, you know, maybe not being so predictable, you know, with motion and non-motion, that kind of thing. So you don't want to get stuck into that rut. But yeah, we felt a little better offensively. We're probably a little more of a struggle with how well Jackson Heights was able to throw the ball, you know. And they we had some blown coverages. That happens, you know, with kids and whatnot. We'll just keep working at it.
And also Jackson Heights, I mean, you're talking about them throwing the ball a little bit. That's something different that you're not used to seeing. Did that kind of one of those things that maybe surprise you a little bit? I knew you knew that they were going to spread things out a little more, but did them throwing the ball kind of surprise you a little bit?
Well, not really. I think, you know, I mentioned it last week a little bit. They, you know, they tried to the week before. They had a little success with it. And, you know, the more they work on it, he's got the guys to do it. He's got pretty good skilled kids and a nice quarterback. He throws the ball, throws a real nice ball, and, you know, they've got a few kids out there that can run and catch. And, you know, he's taking advantage of the athletes he's got.
And talking about you guys, you saw some really good flashes. Trent Lockwood, he had a touchdown. Jackson Moman, he had that good kickoff return. And also, obviously, Trey Lockwood, he's just going to be a stud for you here going this year. So what did you see from just those guys and the young guys stepping up?
You know, that's the thing with the young guys. You know, they're seeing a lot of action, you know, Fridays and Mondays. You know, we're trying to get the speed of the game to slow down for them on Fridays a little. And, yeah, I mean, Trey's just a very consistent, very hardworking, one of those kids that always shows up, great leader. You know, I like to see him having some success. And, you know, I think we saw some things last week that we can, you know, hopefully get polished up and have some success with it this week.
Yeah, you look ahead to this week, it'll be a tough matchup on the road at Valley Heights. We'll talk about that matchup with the Mustangs when we come back here on the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. Welcome back to the Horton Chargers Locker Room Chat. We're talking with head coach David Losey. And, Coach, after the tough loss to Jackson Heights last week, you're going to go on the road now to Valley Heights coming up on Friday night. Valley Heights, a team, they're coming up a tough loss that they played their first game of the year last Saturday. So now you look at this matchup with Valley Heights. What do you know about the Mustangs other than they do have a new coach?
Well, I know, from watching them on video, they still come off the ball very hard. They still do a lot of the same things. Of course, their coach, you know, the son of the previous coach, not going to change a lot, I don't imagine. But, you know, they come out a lot of different formations. It looks like they try to, you know, outflank you a little bit and then also, you know, hope that you maybe make a mistake with your run fits, that kind of thing.
And this is one of those matchups, too, you look at for your guys. This is more of the discipline you got to have against a team like this in Valley Heights that does a lot of different formations and things like that.
Oh, definitely, definitely. And that's, you know, something we worked on yesterday, a lot more teaching probably than the physical aspect of. Of course, we couldn't do much physically with the, you know, the Kasha rules, and that's not a bad day to have a lot of that teaching going on and who's got what gap and what their run fit is in certain formations. And hopefully, you know, in the next couple of days we get it to stick.
And you talked about so many young guys being thrown out there. Obviously having JV games too has to help. Do you really like the progression that you're seeing from some of those freshmen and sophomores?
Oh, definitely. Definitely. You know, when you have that many, you know, we're just a little light yet on the upperclassmen, you know, but that's, you know, it's getting to the point, and I think I said it earlier, that, you know, these kids are getting to where they should start getting used to the speed of the game on Friday nights. And, you know, they're still going to make a few mistakes here and there. You got to just work to overcome those, work to get it to where you don't make so much and just put yourself in a position to make plays. And I see some of that happening. We're starting to see some of that happening, and hopefully, you know, throughout the season we can get a little better at it each day.
So what's the biggest thing you're focusing on here Friday night against Valley Heights? I mean, obviously I know you head into each game hoping to win it, but there's also a couple of things that you want to work on from the week before. So what's the biggest thing you look at here you wanted to see?
Well, you know, mainly, like I said, recognition of formation, recognize, hey, okay, this is where we need to be. This is my fit or gap, and then we're going to just hopefully be there where we can make plays. You know, and offensively, you know, we've done a pretty decent job of taking care of the ball, but we do need to probably get a little bit more of, you know, working a little more on the passing game too to have that as a little bit of a threat. But, you know, one of the things we also need to do is to make sure that we are, you know our blocking assignments and be able to adjust on the fly a little bit on the offensive side.
Well, Coach, we wish you the best of luck against Valley Heights coming up on Friday night. Thank you so much for taking the time. We certainly appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's David Losey, head coach of the Horton Chargers, joining us on our locker room chats on FM 103.9 at KNZA.